Viter in Shas. We are in Menachos of Ayin Ches, beginning by the top of the page, by the Mishnah. Okay, we spoke about the Karman Todah, and we know that it comes along with a whole bunch of bread, but that's not the only thing. Also the Miluim, and also the Nazir, when he finishes his process of Naziris. The Miluim was when Aaron Ubana became Kohanim, inaugurated by Kohanim, and also by the Naziris, also when he finishes off. Says the Heilige Mishnah, HaMiluim HaYubayim Kematza Shebet Todah. The Miluim, the bread came with the Miluim, were like the matzah of the Karban Todah. That's the Miluim. Okay, we said that already. Chalos Rikikin Revucha. Chalos Rikikin Revucha, which we saw already. All the different types of the bread, the chalos and the wafers and the scalded with hot water. Naziris Shabai Shte Yados Kematza Shel Toda. The Naziris, the bread of Naziris, was brought with two parts of the matzah and two parts of the matzah of the Todah. Chalos Rukikin, Vein Baruvucha. It only has two-thirds of that, right? So the Chalos Rukikin, not the Ruvucha. Nimsa Asara Kaben Yerushalmis. So it comes out, the Naziris were made of 10 Jerusalem Kaben of flour. Shehen Shisha Esronos V'odayan, which is in terms of the Midbar measurements, it was equal to 6 Isarons and had two-thirds of an Isaron. From where do we know? What are we talking about? Or we said the chalas from Kikin and the Luim, but not the Ruchah. The Gemara is going to say this, what's the Makar? The Makar! That it says that the third type of bread was Ruchah. It says in the basket of matzah that was before Hashem, he took one matzah, that's of challah, one oil, bread, loaf, and one wafer as a rakik. What up, rakik? Bisham chalos chalos rakik rakik. Okay, we understand when it says the zeh of chalos, I mean the matzah stuff, that means one group of bread that was big like the challah of the Todah, and the reference when it says wafer, it means another group that's baked in the form of the rakik, like the rakik. But shaman, mind you, what are all the oil bread loaves? Lav revucha is not talking about revucha. So we got ourselves revucha. Rashi says, Alma de ismu revucha. We see that there is a revucha. Maskev la revav, yoim anto de mishcha. I can say that it's talking about a cake of oil. We got ourselves some oil cakes, right? If that's the only source, then we consider the third thing of the miluim is oil bread. It wasn't the regular one, but it was actually cakes of all types of oil that came together. Ella kiddarash Rav Nachum by Rav Chista Mishmeder of Tavla. Ze carbon Aharon ubanav asher yakriv laHashem. This is carbon of Aaron and his children that are brought before the Lord. We only mashach asah on the day that he is anointed. V'chi ma lamadnu labanav miyom hi mashcho. What din about Aaron's sons do we learn from this korban brought on the day of Aaron becoming anointed? What we do is the Torah is comparing the initiation to the state of anointment. Mahi mashcha revucha, just like the Kohen Gadol's state of anointment, he has to bring a revucha korban every day. Right, it says chavita and morbachas every day. Av chinucha revucha. So too, the initiation of a kohen, he has to bring a revucha. Now, since the miluim were initiation offerings, so it comes out that they must have included revucha loaves. So the oil bread red loaves that's brought in this pasuk must be talking about revucha. Amar Rav Chista, Kohen Gadol Hamiskarev LaAvoda Tzarich Shtei Esronos HaEifa. When you have a new Kohen Gadol that has come to the Avoda, he needs 2/10 of an Eifa on that day. Achas LiMashcha VeAchas LiChinucha. One of them for anointment, and one of them for his initiation. You now become Kohen. You get initiated. Rashi says Achas LiMashcha SheNimshach LeKohen Gadol VeAchas LiChinucha B'Shul SheNischanich HaYom LaAvoda Es Kohen Gadol. Marbar Vashi Amar Shalosh, he brings 3 on that day. Valopli, you're actually not arguing. Had Avad Avoda Kishu Kohen Head. You know, this one, Rav Chista, is talking about the case where the new Kohen Gadol did the Avoda while he was still a regular Kohen. Had Avad Avoda Kishu Kohen Gadol. He didn't do the Avoda because he was a Kohen Head. You know, right, if he already did the Avoda, then he brings only one initiation to mark his introduction to Kohen Gadol. Right, together with his everyday Bartha Chavitin, he's got to bring these 2 Revucha things up. But if he never did the Avoda before, then he needs 2 initiations. One to become, you know, the Avoda in general of a Kohen. Another one is a Kohen Gadol. And together with his newly incurred daily chavitin chiyuv. He's a chayev a total of three ruchos that he's got to bring that day. Says the Mishnah, Nizirus haisabash teyados kematza shebatoda. When they would bring the bread of the Nezirut, and of the carbon Nezirus, it was two parts of the matzah, part of the toda, chalas and mekikin, but not revucha. Okay, so it comes out to 10 Jerusalem cabin of flour. Tanu Rabbanan Shlamav. When it says by the Toda, it says Hishlamim, the Rabbah Shalmi Nazir. It's coming to include a Nazir's Shlamim in the din. La'aseres cabin Yerushalmi Yisraviyas Shemen. It's telling you that there's two types of matzah. Have to have 10 Jerusalem cabin of flour and a quarter lug of oil. You would have thought that this shlam of the Nazir has to, it's got to be connected to everything that's mentioned in this pasuk of the Todah, right? That also comes with the three types of matzah, which also has the revucha, and 15 Jerusalem, cabin of flour, and half lug of oil, tamalomer matzos. Therefore, it says the thing matzos. Along with his animal carbon, he should also bring this basket of matzos. My Talmudah, what are we learning from that? Amrapava Dover Shanemar of Matzos. It's saying that the Nazir brings only something with it says the word matzos in the Pasuk, which is talking about specifically Chalas and Rekikin. Lafuki Revucha Delanemar of Matzos doesn't have the word matzos by Revucha. The Verabi Shvaltana Matzos Klal. When it says the word matzos, that's a general rule. Chalas Rekikin Prat, specific. Klal Uprat is a Klal Uprat, that's a general rule of. And Bechal Lamashim Prat. The general thing doesn't contain anything more that's in the specific. Chalas Rekikin Ein Midi Echrinilo. So therefore, we come at the Chalas Rekikin at the Nezir brings, but any other type, like for example the Revucha, he doesn't bring. Beep, turn the page. Ayin Ches Amud Beis. Zok the next Heiliga Mishnah. Ay, 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 let's elevate our neshamas with this Mishnah. Ba-bum. Okay. The Torah tells us when it comes to the idea of bringing the Todah, comes along with the bread, it says, V'hikriv al zevach ha-Todah chalos matzos, al chalos lechem chami tzakriv karbano al zevach Todah shlamav. Right, okay. So we're going to see the Bryce is going to explain to us why is it doubling down and saying with his Todah shlamim karban comes, what is it coming to teach you? That the bread of the Todah have kedushas ha-guf only when the animal is shechted. And that's what we're going to jump into now. Shochet is a Todah lefnim. For one shechted a karban Todah inside the Azara, v'lach machus lachoma, but his bread was outside of the walls. We'll talk about what that means exactly. Lo kadosh alechem, the lechem did not become kadosh. Shachta ad shalo karmu panei abatano, if you shechted it before the surface of the bread crusted over in the oven, v'afilu karmu kula and chutzle me'echem man, even if all the loaves are became crusted except for one, lo kadosh alechem, the lechem did not become kadosh. It's got to be in the walls and everything crusted. Says the Gemara, amai chutzle chom, what does it mean outside the walls? Amar Yochanan, amar chutzle chom is beis pagi. It means outside the walls of beis pagi, which is the outermost wall that went around the city of Yerushalayim. Shachta amar chutzle chom is Azara means outside of the Azara. Rosh Lakish Amar Chutz Lachom is Azara, but in an Al B'samach Al needs to be right next to it. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chutz Lachom is Beis Pagi, Aval Chutz LaAzara Kadosh. But if it was just outside the wall of the Azara, it's still going to become Kadosh. V'lo b'in an Al B'samach Al doesn't have to be right next to it. I have a Ifli Gibah B'chad Zemir. There I had this Machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan Rosh Lakish in another place. The time once had a Mishnah Pesachim. Hashulchan is a Pesach Al Chametz. Somebody goes and shechs the Karm Pesach over Chametz when he has Chametz in his possession. The time that he does it over Belo Sase is Chayiv in a Lo Sase. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Afa Tamid, he says also the Tamid has the same Isser, because he says that somebody who shechs the Tamid shall be in Arbaim on the 14th of Nisan, while he sells Chametz, he's talking to me over the same Chiyav and Isser. Vamar Yishakish Liolam, really, Eino Chayav Ache Ola Shochet Ola Zarek Ola Echad Mibnei Chabura Imo Ba'azara, says unless Chametz is owned by somebody who's doing the one shachtino and throwing the dam, or one of the part of the chabur there that is going to be part of the Karban Pesach that are with them, and the chametz is with them in the azara right now. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, I'll be she'enim of azara, even though it's not with him right now, still going to be chayv. Now, what's this machlokas? Rabbi Shulchan says that the Torah is iser against shachting the Karban Pesach al chametz. That means that the chametz can't be next to the carbon when it's being shechted. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't understand it to mean next to it. And since he had this machlokas over here, why would he bring this machlokas over here also when it comes to the carbon toda, the bread of time toda? It says Gemara Tzvicha, we need it. The Yidmar by even just what it said about the idea of the chametz, of shechting the carbon pesach by the chametz, I would have said, Vahika, Rabbi Yochanan, only by there did he say that the word al doesn't mean right next to it. And then the shechita It's also if there's chametz anywhere of the owner at all. The hechad the isay be isurai kai, because whenever the chametz is wherever it is, it's still in its usher state. Aval in mikdash lechem, when it comes to the idea of being mikdash the lechem, the bread, ema modiel yishlakish, said there may be grisa yishlakish. Said if the bread is inside the courtyard at the time the animal is being checked, then it's going to become kaddish. But if it's outside, then it's not going to become kaddish. Read my brother, just what it said about the case of the toda, but the lechem of the toda. Then I would have thought, beha kamerish lakish. It's on the only place where shlakish says al means that it's next to it in terms of like distance, and the bread is not going to be kaddish unless it's in the azara aval. Bahach. When it comes to the idea of the chametz, the Karm Pesach, I can say that Rizakas would really agree with Yochanan that the Shechita, the Shochet, is going to be chayv, even the chametz is outside the Azar, since it's in the Isser state, wherever it is. Therefore, Tzricha, we need to bring both cases. Tanya Kavasei, the Rabbi Yochanan, the Bryce supports Rabbi Yochanan, Shochet is a total of Nim, Lachma Choslachoma, Pes Pagi, Lokad Shalachem. Oh, straight up. Since if someone shucks the Torah inside the Azar, and the bread is outside the walls of Pes Pagi, it is not Kadosh. Says the next part of the Mishnah. Shachta ad shelo karmu panei abatanu. Or someone, let's say, shachta the Torah before the surface of the bread crust in the oven. Zak kadosh. Menon amid lorin knows from the Tanur Rabbanim. Al chalos lechem chametz yakrif karbonu al zebach. The Torah says in reference to, it says, with loaves of leavened bread shall he bring his offering with his tov de shlomim karbon. Malam et shena lechem kadosh elim kain karmu panei abatanu. It's not kadosh, unless it was karmu panei abatanu. Yakrif karbonu al zebach. And the pasuk says he shall bring his offering with his Torah Shalom sacrifice. Malamet she'ena lechem kadosh ela b'shchitas hazevach. It's telling us that the bread is not going to be kadosh unless the shchita of the animal sacrifice. Zevach toda, when it says his Torah Shalom sacrifice, malamet she'im shachat shlo l'shman lo kadosh alechem. It's telling us that if you shachted the Torah not l'shma, then the bread is not going to be kadosh. Tanu Rabbanan yotzin the matzah. No, one can fulfill the mitzvah of eating matzah on Pesach. Lubliner is out of control now. We're going to get all these Pesach and matzah stuff going on. You can fulfill your mitzvah with the matzah. No, that means if it's partially cooked. She says, but Pesach matzah. No, doesn't Pesach. But matzah asuya beilfes, or if the matzah is made in ilfes in a pan. Rashi says a fuy means it's baked in a pan. It baked in a pan. Ay, 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 ay. My matzah, no. What does that mean, partially baked matzah? Matzah, no. What does that mean? I'm a Shmuel, kol shaparseve in chutin, nimshachin, himenu. Any matzah, that if you break it apart cleanly without any strands of dough pulling from it. I'm a rav v'chinli nilachmitoda, and this is the same man who comes lachmitoda. If they are baked enough that there's a clean cut, it's good. Pshita zuma, obviously. Hacha lechem ksiv, hacha lechem ksiv. Both of them say lechem. So clearly, lechem is going to be the same in both of them. Why are you teaching me that? The tema echad amrechmana. We need Rav's din because we would have thought that. But it's told that says he shall offer from it one of each bread, and shalo yitel parus, which we already learned means that it should not take a broken piece of bread as truma. And it comes out that none of the loaves can be broken when the animal is being shechted. Baha commanded the priest of, but this one, a partially baked loaf, is considered as if it was already broken. So the baking is only to the point where it bakes clean, will not be that. Kamash Malan, Rava comes to teach us that that's not the case. As long as the loaf breaks open cleanly, then it has the fits all the requirements that's necessary. Yetmar toda sheshachta al shmonim chalas. If we have a toda that was shechted, and he had 80 loaves, then 40, but 80. Chizki Amar, Kachu Arbayim Mitoch Shmonim. 40 of them become Kadosh. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Lo Kachu Arbayim Mitoch Shmonim. Not even the 40 become Kadosh. Amar Rav Zera, Akoma, Odom Echad Amar, Likhtushu Arbayim Mitoch Shmonim. Some says, let 40 of the 80 become Kadosh, and Kachu, it works. Alikhtush Arbayim, Elaim Kain, Yikhtush Shmonim. And everyone agrees that if he says, let 40 not be Kadosh unless all 80 become Kadosh, Lo Kachu doesn't work. He plegi Bistamo, it's a Stam case. Mar Saber, Lacharayus Kamichavin. One says, Abi Chizki says that we assume that he intends for the 40. To be a guarantee that they're going to be used in the case that the 40 ones get lost. Therefore, it works. And myself with the carbon, God will come with carbon. The other one, Rabbi Yochanan holds that we assume that he intends to bring a large carbon of 80. And since the total can't be bigger, it can't be that amount. So it's going to be 40, therefore it doesn't work. Abaya, my Abai says, the kule ama, everyone agrees, le carbon gadol, come chavin. Everyone agrees this is for carbon gadol, and therefore it's not going to work. Le klisharis, mekachin, shalom, midas, come with me. Really, what's my chlokas? Whether a klisharis have the ability to be makdish without the owner's intent. That's what they're arguing over. My sefer klishar is mikachin shel midas, even without das. So even if you have intent for these 40 loaves to be in kadosh, It still works automatically. My suffer klisharis and makatchin shlomidas. It doesn't work unless you have das for it. Rapapa, my dukuli, I'm a klisharis, makatchin shlomidas. Everyone agrees even shlomidas. Hacha besakin come if the gay, right? Everyone agrees it's going to be kaddish even without having in mind. So they're arguing over a knife, the capacity of the shechita knife. My suffer sakin makadish klisharis. One holds, it's chiski holds that the knife is going to be makdish as carbon like any klisharis, even without the intent. My suffer, no beer of yocham. That's sakin kivet lesle toch. There's no inside. There's no ability to put something in it. Therefore, ina mekadishes klisharis. Not going to be makdish klisharis. Only if his intent is going to actually come and work. No, it's got to be midas. With a knife, one holds a chisko that a knife is even more chashev than a regular klisharis. The afal gav the less leitoch mikdash, even though there's no inside, it's makdash my sover. And the biyavilchan second law lima le, because this is not stronger. Therefore, it's not going to be makdash without having the proper intent. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.